Welcome to Three Steps Back, what your financial advisor really does. My name is Elaine Milne, and I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. Why have I called this podcast Three Steps Back? Because all too frequently, when people ask me what I do for a living, they take three steps back. Why? Sadly, I think the general perception of financial advisors can be a poor one. So I want to try to put things right, and I hope these episodes give you some enlightening information about what your financial advisor really does. What does being a financial advisor mean? And what does being a financial advisor mean to me? I started the profession in 1998, quite by accident. I'd been in the hotel industry for 12 years and I wanted a change of career. I happened to meet a recruitment consultant who guided me down the financial services path. It wasn't the easiest of career choices I ever could have made. And also, I was told it was not the most honourable one, that being from my own parents. They told me I had not chosen the most honest of professions. Now, this, of course, did not sit well with me, and anyone who knows me will know that I set out on a personal crusade to prove them wrong. And that's exactly what I managed to do over the years. As I developed relationships with clients and gained my qualifications, I gained more and more experience with people with different situations. And I think I want to start with the end in mind, the end being death. At no other point in someone's life does their financial planning become more prominent than when death occurs. A few years into my financial services career, my boss told me to attend the funeral of a client who'd passed away. I didn't want to do it. It didn't sit well with me. I was quite shy. I was out of my comfort zone and I really didn't want to do it. But he said, Elaine, you must go because everyone will be giving the widow tea and sympathy. Those were his words. And you are the only person who can give her some financial security. So reluctantly, I went to the funeral. And you know, he was absolutely right. Over the months that followed, I was every few weeks, I visited the lady with a cheque. It was cheques at the time, with a cheque that was an investment or a life insurance or something of that nature. And from that point forward, I helped her support her own financial future without her husband. I also taught her about money because he had dealt with everything in the past and she didn't know anything and she began to rely on me quite heavily and I was happy to show her how things worked. It was an enlightening experience and it really taught me the value of what I do as a profession. 25 years later, with a thriving practice and clients all over the UK, there are probably not many client situations that I have not encountered. I believe more strongly in what I do now than I ever have before. Our job is to help make client situations stronger, not weaker. Our job is to help make things easier, not harder. There is more need for good, solid, professional financial advice than there has ever been before, and there are fewer financial advisors to give it. I hope that through these episodes, I can share some stories and some real-life experiences of my journey over the years as a financial advisor and the differences that I have made to people and their families. I would like to allay some fears and perhaps show some people that financial advice and financial advisors are not all bad. We serve a role and our intention is to do it well. I hope as a result of some of these episodes that I can encourage people to seek the good financial advice that perhaps they absolutely need. And I hope it allows them the comfort and security to go ahead and do that. And I very much look forward to sharing this journey with you. We hope you enjoyed this episode. It should be noted that none of the content contained within these episodes constitutes financial advice of any kind. This podcast is separate and distinct to my role as Director of Milne Wealth Management, appointed representative of St James's Place. We'll see you next time.